Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for sitting with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Leland Faust. He's the author of a new book called A Capitalist Lament, How Wall Street is Fleecing You and Ruining America. And Leland, I agree with you. I think Wall Street in corporate America, a lot of corporate America, is ruining America. They're ruining the capitalism system that we've had all these years because Wall Street is not letting Main Street play in the same game with them. That's my position. What do you think?
Well, I think that the Wall Street culture has spread to the corporate America. I agree. So that corporate America has become too focused on the short term and too focused on their own compensation.
What would happen if more CEOs said we're not going to come show up here on 90-day calls? What would happen? We're not going to do 90-day guidance. We're going to give you six-month guidance, maybe.
Yeah, right. Well, in the short term, I think that their stocks might go down a little bit, but the long term would be better for everybody except Wall Street.
Right.
I mean, this whole idea of all this guidance and it's just part of a play. It's part of a doing this Wall Street and the media feast on it because they're trying to fill their cable shows and internet 24/7. So they want something to talk about. So they don't wait till there's real earnings. They speculate on whether what the guidance is going to be, and then if it's just a little bit off, all kinds of problems can arise. Or if they beat it, then they get over optimistic. And so, not dealing with reality, but dealing with speculation of what's going to happen is a real problem. And so, and that's part of how it hurts things. If we don't focus on investment and long-term strategy, then we make short-term financial decisions instead of longer-term economic.
What takes the hindmost on the short-term thinking? Human beings. When corporations focus on 90-day decisions, the human beings are hit the worst. What do you think?
Well, I think that, sure, because, employment gets affected. If stocks gyrate around, it's humans that are affected, for sure. But there's what Wall Street is doing so much is also, which is very harmful, is putting out this incredible amount of hucksterism and pretend knowledge. Nobody knows what the future is.
Tell us what you mean when you say hucksterism. Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, hucksterism is just this unbridled promotion. It doesn't matter what it is. It's putting yourself out there so that you are promoting and promoting and promoting. That's what I mean by it. By the hucksterism, and there's no substance behind it. So you pretend you have somebody who can see the future. Well, nobody can. But they bring it. Let's talk to this expert and hear what he has to say about what's going to happen. And they bring on somebody who makes some prediction, and nobody ever bothers to check, except every now and then I do. Did it make any sense? Mm-hmm. And then you're listening to people who have just a horrible, horrible record, and they're acting like they could see the future. And then people entrust their money to them. And so this, is very harmful.
What do you think about, one of the things I recommend to my audience is to invest more in local real estate. Take some of that money out of Wall Street and put it in local real estate. Things they can see and rent. They get the write off the interest. They get depreciation. They get appreciation and they get rent. They get cash flow. And 20 years from now, when it's paid off, you get a lot of cash flow. What do you think?
Well, I think that's fine. As long as everybody's prepared to do the work that's required to do that. Some people tend to think that owning real estate is you buy it, you rent it, and you go home.
Well, that's the price you pay for having a little more control, though.
Of course, but you just have to be prepared for that.
Right.
And everyone does that. Just be prepared, too, for the issues of maintenance that come right. up and things like that that people tend to forget. But otherwise, I think that that's a
Don't you think that some of the retirement plans should make it be a little more friendly for local investment rather than just stocks and bonds? Wouldn't that help some?
Well, I think it would help as long as they're making solid investments that are going to have a good chance either to pay back if they're long.
Yeah, but I could have put Snapchat in my 401k or my IRA, and that would have been acceptable. And you and I both just talked about that.
Well, that's right, and that wouldn't be any good because that's speculating.
That's hucksterism.
Hyped up by Wall Street. Exactly. So exactly. So we certainly we don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. Certainly, if you're going to invest in real estate, in an IRA.
How have you been? All right, so you grew up in the financial marketplace. Have you been getting a lot of blowback from your book from your friends and former colleagues?
Surprisingly, very little.
Because this is blasphemy to them.
Well, for some of them, it is for sure. But they can't, they can't argue with it. Or I get the reaction, and I think it's really important for their listeners to understand.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what you say about Wall Street is right, but it's not me; it's the other guy.
It's the other guy. Leland, I need your website, please.
Pardon me. It's LelandFaust.com. So,
all right,
LelandFaust.
A Capitalist Lament is the name of the book. Hey, Leland, good job. Will you come back another day?
I'd love to.
Icky, we'll get you back again. Leland Faust, ladies and gentlemen. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.